Aaronic Priesthood, and Young Women Resource Guides. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, Lessons in Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3 and Young Women Manual 3. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood Fulfilling Our Duty to God Guidebooks. Personal Progress stands for the Young Women Personal Progress Booklet. Some Duty to God and Personal Progress activities listed in the guides may be worked on during lesson time, or you may encourage quorum or class members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found in the Liahona on the Using the Liahona page in the New Era, on the What's in It for You page, and in Teaching No Greater Call. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of the resource guides in some languages, go to www.lds.org. Click on the world map and select a language. Click on Liahona, then the May 2005 issue. The English version of the resource guides can be found at www.lds.org by clicking on Gospel Library. There are links to the most current resource guides in the right column. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The church magazines, in some languages, can be found online at www.lds.org. Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, Lessons 26 through 49. Lesson 26. Blessings of Chastity. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Tragic Evil Among Us, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 59. Consider using President Hinckley's counsel to supplement the lesson. Richard G. Scott, Serious Questions, Serious Answers, Liahona, September 1997, page 28. Making the Right Choices, Ensign, November 1994, page 37. Use the question and answer format to discuss the morality issues mentioned in the lesson. Duty to God, Teacher. Spiritual Development, Number 5. Lesson 27. The Body is a Temple. Gordon B. Hinckley's A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. New Era, January 2001, page 4. The Be Clean section could be used to introduce the lesson. Boyd K. Packer, Spiritual Crocodiles, Liahona, October 2002, page 8. New Era, October 2001, page 8. The analogy and story in the article illustrate the consequences of disobedience. Duty to God, Deacon. Educational, Personal, and Career Development, Number 12. Lesson 28, Withstanding Temptation. Gordon B. Hinckley, An Ensign to the Nations, A Light to the World, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 82. Consider adding President Hinckley's counsel as you discuss the role of modern prophets. James E. Faust, The Devil's Throat, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 51. The analogy and commentary in the article could supplement the lesson. Lesson 29, Sabbath Observance. Earl C. Tingey, Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy, Liahona, February 1999, page 48, Ensign, February 2000, page 48. Consider using this article to introduce the lesson. Call the Sabbath a Delight, Ensign, April 2001, page 46. the article's ideas for keeping the Sabbath day holy could help begin a discussion. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 2. Lesson 30. An Aaronic Priesthood Holder Cherishes Womanhood. James E. Faust, Womanhood, The Highest Place of Honor. Liahona, July 2000, page 116. Ensign, May 2000, page 95. Include ideas about the special gifts of womanhood with the Woman and Men Have God-Given Differences section of the lesson. Duty to God, Priest, Citizenship and Social Development, Number 2. Lesson 31, Choosing an Eternal Companion. Thomas S. Monson, Whom Shall I Marry? New Era, October 2004, page 4. The personal story and counsel could be used with the Finding the Right Person section. Dallin H. Oaks, Timing, Liahona and Ensign, October 2003, page 10. Add the Applications to Our Lives part of the article to the Timing for Marriage section of the lesson. Duty to God, Priest, Citizenship and Social Development, Number 4. Lesson 32, Preparing for the Temple Endowment. Howard W. Hunter, A Temple-Motivated People. Liahona, March 2004, page 40. Ensign, March 2004, page 38. The section of the article titled, The Great Symbol of Our Membership, could enhance the discussion in the Purposes of the Temple section of the lesson. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 10. Lesson 33, Celestial Marriage, A Preparation for Eternity. Richard G. Scott, Receive the Temple Blessings, Liahona, July 1999, page 29. Ensign, May 1999, page 25. Consider using the opening paragraph of the article in the lesson introduction. F. Burton Howard, Eternal Marriage, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 92. The three obligations discussed in the article could enhance the lesson introduction. Duty to God, Priest, Citizenship and Social Development, Numbers 2 and 4. Lesson 34, Obedience. R. Conrad Schultz, Faith and Obedience, Liahona, July 2002, page 32. Ensign, May 2002, page 29. The story and ideas on faith obedience could supplement the Blessings Come When an Aaronic Priesthood Holder is Obedient section in the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, Number 5. Duty to God, Priest, Family Activities, Number 1. Lesson 35, Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Gordon B. Hinckley, We Walk by Faith. Liahona, July 2002, page 80. Ensign, May 2002, page 72. Use the train analogy to support the lesson's conclusion. L. Whitney Clayton, Help Thou Mine Unbelief. Liahona, January 2002, page 31. Ensign, November 2001, page 28. Use one or two of the scripture stories in the article to replace or supplement the stories in the lesson. Duty to God, Teacher, Family Activities, Number 1. Lesson 36, Patriarchal Blessings. Boyd K. Packer, The Stake Patriarch. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 42. Use excerpts from President Packer's talk to supplement the What is a Patriarchal Blessing section. About Patriarchal Blessings, Liahona, March 2004, page 18. New Era, March 2004, page 32. Use the article as a review to supplement the lesson's conclusion. Duty to God, Teacher, Priest, Family Activities, Number 3. Lesson 37, Fruits and Gifts of the Spirit. Joseph B. Worthland, The Unspeakable Gift. Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 26. Elder Worthland's explanation of the gift of the Holy Ghost could help introduce the lesson. Robert D. Hales, Gifts of the Spirit, Ensign, February 2002, page 12. Consider using the examples of spiritual gifts in the article to enhance the lesson. Lesson 38, The Pure Love of Christ. William W. Parmley, Come Follow Me. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 93. Choose one of the stories in the article to illustrate Christ-like service. Duty to God, Teacher. Citizenship and Social Development, number 3. Duty to God, Priest. Spiritual Development, number 4. Lesson 39, Feasting on the Words of Christ. Robert D. Hales, Healing Soul and Body. Liahona, January 1999, page 16. Ensign, November 1998, page 14. Elder Hales' counsel on pondering could be included in the We Can Be Nourished by the Word of God section of the lesson. W. Rolf Kerr, The Words of Christ, Our Spiritual Liahona. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 36. Consider adding ideas from this article to the end of the Scripture Study Helps Us Stay Closer to Heavenly Father section. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, Priest, Family Activities, number 1. Lesson 40, Doing Missionary Work. Dallin H. Oaks, Sharing the Gospel, Liahona, January 2002, page 7. Ensign, November 2001, page 7. Elder Oaks' three main points could be added to the lesson. Gary J. Coleman, Are You Still Here? Liahona, July 2000, page 34. Ensign, May 2000, page 29. Consider including examples of finding people to teach. Duty to God, Priest. Quorum Activities, number 3. Spiritual Development, number 11. Lesson 41, Becoming More Like Our Savior. James E. Faust, Born Again. Liahona, July 2001, page 68. Ensign, May 2001, page 54. The story of Atiati could be added to the discussion on coming unto Christ. L. Lionel Kendrick, Strength During Struggles. Liahona, March 2002, page 28. Ensign, October 2001, page 24. The article's A Personal Savior section could supplement the discussion about the Savior. Lesson 42, Being Humble and Teachable. Marlon K. Jensen, To Walk Humbly with Thy God. Liahona, July 2001, page 9. Ensign, May 2001, page 9. Use some of the examples of humility from the article after using the story in the lesson. Athos M. Amorim, Words of Jesus, Humility. Liahona, March 2003, page 38. Ensign, March 2003, page 48. Consider replacing the story in the lesson with the Savior's example and teachings on humility that are discussed in the article. Lesson 43, Thoughts and Language. Robert K. Dillenbach, Profanity. Liahona, September 1996, page 28. New Era, May 1992, page 46. This article could enhance the We Should Use Clean Language in All Situations section. Danger Ahead, Avoiding Pornography's Trap. Liahona, October 2002, page 12. New Era, October 2002, page 34. Some of the suggestions and quotes in the article could enhance the part of the lesson on keeping our thoughts and language clean. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 5. Lesson 44, Service to Others. Priesthood Restored, Liahona, April 2004, page 30. Ensign, April 2004, page 18. Ideas from the article could be used to show how priesthood holders can serve others. Duty to God, Citizenship and Social Development, Deacon, Number 10, Teacher, Number 12. Lesson 45, Strengthening Testimonies by Bearing Them. Adam C. Olson, Standing the Test of Time, Leahona, February 2004, page 36, New Era, February 2004, page 20. Use the statements given by youth in the article to suggest ways to strengthen personal testimonies. Duty to God, Deacon, Spiritual Development, Number 5. Duty to God, Priest, Quorum Activities, Number 5. Lesson 46, Effective Home Teaching. John L. Howiter, Junior Companion, Leahona, November 2001, page 28, New Era, January 2001, page 36. This story could be included in the discussion of how companions should work together. Duty to God, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 3. Lesson 47, Honesty. Howard W. Hunter, Be Honest with Yourself, New Era, July 2003, page 36. Add the examples of dishonesty section of the article to the discussion. Dallin H. Oakes, Repentance and Change, Leahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 37. You might use Elder Oakes' comment in the middle of the talk about being honest to help teach the honesty is the basis for all good relationships section. Duty to God, Priest, Spiritual Development, Number 1. Lesson 48, Preparing to Serve Through Education. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope. Leahona, January 2004, page 32. Ensign, January 2004, page 36. Consider including the article as you discuss how education can prepare us for employment. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, Priest. Educational, Personal, and Career Development, Number 1. Lesson 49, We Have a Wonderful Legacy. James E. Faust, A Priceless Heritage, Ensign, July 2002, page 2. Consider including some of the pioneer stories to enhance the We Have a Legacy of Faith section. Russell M. Nelson, Roots and Branches, Leahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 27. You could use Elder Nelson's testimony from the article to conclude the lesson. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, Spiritual Development, Number 6. End of the section on the Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3. Young Women Manual 3. The following resources may be used to supplement, but not replace, Lessons 26 through 47. Lesson 26, Repentance. Richard G. Scott, Peace of Conscience and Peace of Mind. Leahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 15. Consider adding the teachings on the steps of repentance to the Repentance Brings Peace and Happiness to Our Lives section of the lesson. Henry B. Eyring, Do Not Delay, Leahona, January 2000, page 38, Ensign, November 1999, page 33. Include Elder Eyring's counsel with the We Need to Repent Each Day section. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Number 4. Lesson 27, Forgiving Ourselves, Neil A. Maxwell, Testifying of the Great and Glorious Atonement, Leahona, April 2002, page 6, Ensign, October 2001, page 10. Consider adding Elder Maxwell's testimony as you discuss the difficulty in forgiving ourselves. Jeffrey R. Holland, Teaching, Preaching, Healing, Leahona, January 2003, page 12. Ensign, January 2003, page 32. The Christ Knows the Way section of this article could help you teach about the gift of forgiveness. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, Number 5. Lesson 28. Consecration and Sacrifice. Neil A. Maxwell, Consecrate Thy Performance. Liahona, July 2002, page 39. Ensign, May 2002, page 36. Use Elder Maxwell's counsel as you discuss the Joseph Smith quote in the lesson. Keith B. McMullen, An Invitation with Promise. Liahona, July 2001, page 75. Are You a Saint? New Era, February 2003, page 38. Consider using the counsel on avoiding worldliness after the teacher presentation on celestial laws. Personal Progress, Faith Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 29, A Change of Heart. Ezra Taft Benson, Of the Most Worth, Tambuli, February 1990, page 2. New Era, July 2002, page 46. As part of the lesson application, include the paragraphs on how testimony can better prepare missionaries. Henry B. Eyring, We Must Raise Our Sights, Ensign, September 2004, page 14. Consider concluding the lesson with Elder Eyring's counsel on the pure gospel. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 30, Scripture Study. Russell M. Nelson, Living by Scriptural Guidance, Liahona, January 2001, page 19. Getting Where You Want to Go, New Era, May 2003, page 4. Use ideas from the article to supplement the Scriptures Can Guide Us and Help Us Meet Daily Challenges section. Julie B. Beck, My Soul Delighteth in the Scriptures, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 107. Consider sharing Sister Beck's scripture study experiences. Personal Progress, Faith Value Project, Bullet 4. Lesson 31, Service in the Church. Henry B. Eyring, In the Strength of the Lord, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 16. Share one of the experiences in the article to illustrate willing church service. Susan W. Tanner, All Things Shall Work Together for Your Good. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 104. Consider using the example of service in the article. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 32, Service in the Community. James E. Faust, What's in It for Me? Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 19. Use one of the stories in the article to illustrate examples of serving others. Stephen A. West, 5 Small Experiences. Ensign, February 2004, page 60. One of the experiences in the article could be used to supplement the lesson. Personal Progress, Good Works Value Experiences, Number 6. Lesson 33, Each Person is Divine and Eternal. Gordon B. Hinckley, Each a Better Person. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 99. The Council on Divine Nature could be used to help introduce the lesson. Personal Progress, Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 34, Avoiding Dishonesty. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. New Era, January 2001, page 4. The Be True section of the article could enhance the lesson's introduction. Thomas S. Monson, Peace Be Still. Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 53. Use the two questions on dishonesty to help conclude the lesson. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Experiences, Number 4. Lesson 35, Dating Decisions. Susan W. Tanner, Make Dating Smooth Sailing. Liahona, October 2004, page 42. New Era, October 2004, page 28. Supplement the lesson section on physical affection with the four principles in the article. John, by the way, What Do Kisses Mean? New Era, October 2004, page 38. Use the article to enhance the lesson discussion on kissing. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability, Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 36, Marriage Standards. Gordon B. Hinckley, How Can I Become the Woman of Whom I Dream? Liahona, July 2001, page 112. Ensign, May 2001, page 93. Consider adding ideas from this article to the We Must Remain True to Righteous Standards section of the lesson. Special Issue, Dating and Temple Marriage, Liahona and New Era, October 2004. Review this issue for ideas to supplement the lesson. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 37, The Word of God as a Standard. Gordon B. Hinckley, Pursue the Steady Course, Liahona and Ensign, January 2005, page 2. Use the section, Pursuing a Steady Course, after discussing the challenges confronted by every young woman. Jan Pinborough, Everything Good and Beautiful, Liahona, March 2003, page 14, Ensign, March 2003, page 62. Use the article to discuss standards of modesty. Personal Progress, Choice and Accountability, Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 38, Good Health Habits. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God. Liahona, January 2001, page 85. Ensign, November 2000, page 72. Use ideas from this article to supplement The Lord Has Given Guidelines for Our Health section of the lesson. David A. Bednar, Ye Are the Temple of God, Ensign, September 2001, page 14. After the quiz, use this article to help review the lesson. Personal Progress, Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 3. Lesson 39, Recognizing Our Individual Worth. Glenn L. Pace, Confidence and Self-Worth, Ensign, January 2005, page 32. This article could enhance the section of the lesson on strengths and weaknesses. Sidney S. Reynolds, He Knows Us, He Loves Us, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 76. Consider adding a story from the article to the Zion's Camp story. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 1. Lesson 40, Loving Ourselves and Others. Questions and Answers, Liahona, December 2004, page 40. New Era, December 2004, page 16. Supplement your discussion on loving ourselves with ideas from the article. Down on Yourself, New Era, January 2003, page 19. Personal Progress, Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 3. Lesson 41, Being Dependable. Managing Time and Staying Balanced, Liahona, April 2003, page 33. New Era, April 2003, page 39. Use this list to help teach about being dependable. Play Your Part, New Era, August 1997, page 19. Personal Progress, Integrity Value Project, Bullet 1. Lesson 42, Preparing for Change. Renee Harding, Not Just Me, Liahona, February 2004, page 26. New Era, February 2004, page 32. Consider replacing the story in the lesson with Renee's experience. Julie Householder, It's Just Hair, Liahona, August 2003, page 18. New Era, August 2003, page 20. The article could be used at the beginning of the We Can Learn to Adjust to Change Successfully section. Personal Progress. Integrity Value Experiences, Number 4. Lesson 43. Associations with Others. James E. Faust. The Need for Balance in Our Lives. Liahona and Ensign, March 2000, page 2. Consider using the article to supplement your discussion on criticizing others. Richard H. Winkle, Web of Friendship, Liahona, August 2003, page 32. New Era, August 2003, page 10. The analogy of the redwoods could help the discussion of reaching out to others. Personal Progress. Divine Nature Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 44. Avoiding Crisis Living. Richard G. Scott. To Acquire Knowledge and the Strength to Use it Wisely. Liahona, August 2002, page 12. Ensign, June 2002, page 32. Ideas from the article could enhance your discussion of doing all things in wisdom and order. Paula J. Lewis, 5 Ways to Reduce Stress. Liahona, September 2000, page 24. 4 Steps to Reduce Stress. Ensign, October 1998, page 71. These suggestions could be used with the We Can Avoid Crisis Living section. Personal Progress. Individual Worth Value Experiences, Number 2. Lesson 45. Choosing a Vocation. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. New Era, January 2001, page 4. Consider using the Be Smart section to enhance your discussion on choosing a vocation. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope. Liahona, January 2004, page 32. Ensign, January 2004, page 36. The information in the article could be added to the There Are Guidelines We Can Use in Choosing a Vocation section. Personal Progress. Knowledge Value Project, Bullet 2. Lesson 46. Money Management. Not Room Enough to Receive It. Liahona, December 2003, page 18. Ensign, December 2003, page 46. Consider adding a story from the article to the section on tithing. Christy Linton, Money Matters, New Era, September 2004, page 34. The budgeting forms in the article could be used at the end of the lesson. Personal Progress. Knowledge Value Experiences, Number 2. Choice and Accountability Value Experiences, Number 7. Lesson 47. Messages of Latter-day Prophets. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. New Era, January 2001, page 4. Select appropriate counsel in this article to use in the lesson. Personal Progress. Faith Value Experiences, Number 1. End of Resource Guides, Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3, and Young Women Manual 3.